Introduction. It's been over 10 years since everything changed in my weight loss struggle. At that time, I was 240 pounds, a size 22, and facing a health crisis. I have a history of high blood pressure in my family. In fact, my grandmother died of a stroke when she was just 47 years old. I knew in my heart that I was headed in the same direction. It took my heart speaking to me, literally, to decide to change my health habits for good. I had a severe chest pain that I thought was going to kill me. And while he had my full attention in the midst of that pain, God spoke to me. It is not supposed to be this way. At that moment, I had to choose whether to believe him or not. I chose to believe, and that is when my life changed. That was December 11, 2003. A couple of years after that, God led me to create a website, takebackyourtemple.com, to inspire others to achieve better health God's way. The title is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20, with which you may be familiar. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. God eventually told me the true meaning of the name, Take Back Your Temple. Up until that point, I thought of the name as a challenge to people of faith to take back control of their bodies and their health. But God told me that I was wrong. Take Back Your Temple is a prayer. This prayer asks God to take control of your body and your life so He can use them for His purpose and agenda. You recognize that you are trying to live in your own strength and it just isn't working. You submit your will to God's will. You recognize that your body is God's temple, and you invite Him in to guide you in caring for it. You rely on His strength, not your own. If you are struggling with your weight right now, then simply ask God to take back your temple. If you are struggling with destructive habits, simply pray to the Lord in the midst of it. Take back your temple. If you are struggling with fear, doubt, depression, stress, worry, or anxiety, then invite God into the situation. Take back your temple. If you pray that simple, powerful, four-word prayer with a sincere heart each time you feel distressed in your health struggle, then it will be answered, because it is based upon God's own word. In faith, say, "Thank you, Lord. I believe that I receive." Say whatever you believe is your level of optimal health, according to Mark 11:24. Actually repeat this until you feel the joy of receiving the gift bubbling up inside of you. Now, here is the next step. Many people miss this and so do not obtain what they ask for in prayer. Listen as the Holy Spirit speaks to you. He may remind you how to best eat for your body chemistry. He may teach you ways to manage stress, or He may prompt you to start walking. Whatever He tells you to do, do it. Walk out His strategy step by step, day by day. Write it down and review it every day. Don't delay. Each moment you delay is another day in which you are deprived of the very thing for which you prayed. Prayer was the cornerstone of my success in losing 85 pounds and continues to be the cornerstone of my daily walk with the Lord. Prayer brings the kingdom of God into your life. Expect three benefits according to Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Acting in righteousness means that you are empowered to do what God thinks is right, and peace and joy will follow. My prayer for you is that you put your faith into action every day. According to Scripture, you will inherit the promises of God when you put faith and patience to work. I believe these prayers, devotions, and scriptures will bless you in your weight loss journey. May they strengthen and encourage you every day.